Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. At 6:32 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona. Those two on the other side of the partition. 1-877-337-6666, and that'll be the number for a Wednesday schmooze right up until the Nets and the Rockets. James Harden looking for another 35, 40, 45, 50, maybe against Brooklyn tonight in Houston pregame, 7:45. Now, let's all sing along, because what's another day without something about Manny? So let's sing along. Manny, Manny, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Manny. As stated by so many statesmen throughout the United States, until the John Hancock is there on the dotted line, the Yankees are in play. Maybe more so after the White Sox did a 7-175 since late this afternoon, since called inaccurate, not so, by Team Manny. Maybe it's a little bit more, maybe it's a little bit less, maybe no offer at all. But Manny's agent has come out and said, no, it's inaccurate. We know, you know, everybody knows with the New York Yankees, you can never have enough middle infielders and right-handed batters. Adam Gaze and Greg Williams, two who speak in pound signs, question marks, and exclamation points. Tom and Jerry, Bert and Ernie, Chip and Dale, they are not. More a combination of Tony, Big Pussy, Paulie, and Silvio. We have the quarterback whisperer, and we have the defensive coordinator who's mad as hell and won't take it anymore. One may be a loose cannon, and the other with a few screws loose. And because both could implode at any time, it may actually work. The Bounty Hunter and Norman Bates, together as one, now running the New York Jets.
The number one thing for me was a young quarterback. You know, and I also think the knowledge of playing these guys over the last 3 years. And that was interesting for me to stay in division.
Tannehill deep and looking for Wilson. Intercepted! Picked off by J.C. Jackson, a rookie free agent from Maryland.
Well, I run the office and tend the cabins and grounds and do little errands for my mother, the one she allows I might be capable of doing.
It's a long list because football, there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, and every time we encounter something, we're going to learn from it, and then we're going to move on, and we're going
to
correct it.
Tannehill wants to take a deep shot on first down for Stills, and it's picked up by Hyde.
You know, I think I must have one of those faces you just can't help believing.
This is really the first time I've been able to get with a guy this young, this early in his career. You know, we're going into year two, and, I mean, he's hungry. For knowledge, he wants to be coached.
Adam's vision synced well with what Mike and I had talked about quite extensively before we even started the process.
Oh, they know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet, just in case they do suspect me.
He had a vision of this team going forward. that synced up so well with what I saw, what Mike saw, what we had agreed upon before we even started the process.
He worked with different quarterbacks through his career and figured out ways to make them successful or help them regain previous form and perform at a high level.
They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
I know I never liked it when you felt like somebody was looking over your shoulder and just constantly hounding you on calls.
I think the moral of the production piece, if you're a New York Jet taking a shower after the game, watch your back. So here we are. We're down to the final four. We had Andrew running out of luck in Kansas City, and we had the only homeless team in the NFL able to return homeless by halftime in Foxborough. When you have more frequent flyer miles than any other team in the NFL, it becomes that much harder to pull out a victory. From Southern California to Baltimore, back to Southern California, and back to Foxborough, for a team with a football in one hand and luggage in the other. Very tough for a team to prepare when you're spending more time in baggage claim than on the field. Brady had as much time as it took the Chargers to get back to where they once belonged. Nick Foles, for a quarter, he was again the greatest who ever lived. 14-0 before you could say, here we go again. For the final three quarters, the Saints came close to running out the clock. My God in heaven, one drive, 92 yards, 11.5 minutes. But Foles was again ready to leap tall buildings when that pass to Jeffery, well, what he caught was grief and heartbreak. And then there was, Saturday night. Maybe you heard Jerry blames the wet and the slippery field. Of course it was the field. We all know that. Of course it was the field, not those on it, like Goff or especially Gurley or C.J. Anderson, running for 238 yards between them. We all know this from Saturday night. But as you also know, and listen up, my New Year's Eve resolution was to honor and obey. Be objective, fair, and supportive to America's team. You know that. And yes, I know what you're thinking. It was about time. A new year, a new me. Older, wiser, more mature, more sophisticated, more professional. And here we are, January 16. And have we played any lowlights since the Knickerbockers dropped the ball on New Year's Eve? I don't think so. And don't say they had only played one game until last Saturday. You remember, maybe, and I certainly do, in the old days, younger, precocious, immature, and we were so mean and nasty, making the Dallas website as one of those terrible anti-America's team bad boys. Those were the old days, weren't they? So we wanted to turn it around. So watching on Saturday night, we certainly didn't think about doing anything like this.
Prescott in trouble, stays up with help, and now they're going to call the play dead.
Lael has had more hold of him than anybody on this play. Lael's got him right there around the waist. The Rams don't have him at all.
That came close to being a butt fumble. He was in the grasp of his own man. How embarrassing for Dak. Okay, so sometimes I'm sure you're aware, I'm aware too, that it is difficult to hold on to New Year's Eve resolutions in the grasp. I love that. How disappointing it was for Dak to see Goff run for 11 on a 3rd and 7 with 2 minutes to go. Oh, move the chains. Goff and Gurley and C.J. Anderson, I think they were the best on that wet and slippery field that cost Dallas the game. So Elliott was, I guess, number four when it came to running backs last Saturday night. Goff with that 11-yard run, that was big. And Gurley and C.J. Anderson, I guess we could say that maybe in the offseason, America's team might have to work on its run defense. They couldn't stop Sean Lee and DeMarcus Lawrence and everybody else. They just couldn't stop Gurley and Anderson. And on that 3rd and 7, look out, there goes Goff, move the chains, game over. Elliott, what happened to him? He looked so disappointed. Didn't he, though? I felt for him. He was fed some humility, wasn't he? No Salvation Army kettle for him to jump into. And too bad. Ooh, it really was too bad. At 23-15 Rams early in the fourth quarter, that America's team at the Ram 35 had a 4th and 1. Well, who am I giving it to? Who are you giving it to? One of the top running backs in the NFL. And he had been fed such humility all game long. It was so painful to watch for those of us now wanting to support America's team, because after all, we all live in America, so we should support America's team. That goes without saying, but I'm saying it anyway. 4th and 1 it was for America's team at the Ram 35 when they gave the ball to Zeke. You knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. Everybody knew that was going to happen. But what did happen? I think America's team would like to make a do-over on this play.
4th and 1. Down by 8 to start the 4th. Handoff, Elliott blasting to the middle of the line.
Oh, my God.
It's close.
Oh, no, he made it. He made it.
It's a mad scrum.
Oh, no.
The Rams think they stopped him.
Yeah, well, they're marking it. He does not have it.
They were not able to get the movement.
No push on the left.
Oh,
Zeke, I will say unwisely, at one point, he's kind of stretching the ball over.
No, that's a first down.
That's not the goal line where you break the plane and you make a first down, because if that ball gets swatted out of your hands, it's a live ball.
Oh, my God.
It's a fumble, and it could go the other way.
Yeah, they just were not able to get the movement.
No.
They just weren't.
No, they weren't able to get that movement. I think we needed to get an index card, because maybe the index card would have given them a first down. Whoop! We did say that their last game would be an L. It makes it more fun, more interesting, more dramatic, more satisfying and gratifying when their last game is a loss in serious January football. 1-877. Oh, by the way, let me get this in and then we'll take a break, because I'll forget to mention it. On Sunday with the Super Bowl, there will be no cheers. Maybe you saw this. I just have to mention, because I know I'll forget. On Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, February 3, there will be no cheers in Boston for Cleet Blakeman, where everyone knows his name. You see, in 2015, Cleet Blakeman was an alternate official assigned to measure the air quality in those Brady balls. And because he found nothing but hot air, he was, and 4 years later, still considered public enemy number one. Well, guess what? Cleet Blakeman has been assigned as the referee for the Patriots and Chiefs coming up. Not February 3rd, of course, but the game coming up this weekend. And if Cleet takes a look at the Twittiots in New England, he may need to grow a beard, get a pair of dark glasses, and hire a bodyguard right now. And no doubt throughout Sunday's game, fans of the Killer Bees fear Cleet Blakeman more than they do Pat Mahomes. nothing but paranoia reigning throughout New England. Also satisfying, also gratifying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.